Good morning, everybody. It's 9:07 in the morning. I'm Mike. This is WMFO in Medford, and got a bunch of freeform, got a bunch of new noise for you today, and I do have a guest as well that will be with me for the entire show, and I'll talk with her and about her in just a second. Let me tell you what I've got coming up as far as music. It's some pretty good stuff. New noise includes something from a band called Curling. Might be one of my favorite new songs that I've found. Lenny and the Bremers as well. Carissa Johnson, one of our finest from the Boston area, has something new, as does Jennifer Teft and The Strange, her brand new band. Speed Fossil with special guest Linda Bean Party also has something new. The great Adam Sherman, he's got a brand new single on Rock Garden Records. And I'm going to start off today from something that Rod Stewart did along with Jules Holland. And if you know about Rod Stewart's late career stuff, he's doing a lot of classics. And this is another one of those. So I'm going to start off with New Noise from Rod Stewart along with Jules Holland. And this is Pennies from Heaven. Enjoy. This is WMFO.
Upside down, trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers, baby. So when you hear the thunder, don't go under the tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Pennies from heaven. It rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains the pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you gotta have showers, baby. So when you hear the thunder, don't go under the tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. Pennies from heaven for you. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
Around the forest all night. So make her time and time again. Still we're introduced as nothing but friends. And there's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. There's a certain chick I've been sweet on since I met her.
What's her name?
Listening to WMFO Bedford. If you think you can make things right, you're wrong.
WMFO in Medford, 9:23 in the morning, coming up fast on 9:24. That's how time works. It just marches on. I'm Mike. I'll be here with you till about 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. I'm so excited to see who it is. I think it's going to be Sue. I think so. So stay tuned. They'll be on at 11 a.m. I'm going to tell you what I played in that first set, and then we're going to talk to our guest, who I'm very excited for you to meet. All right, that first set had New Noise, of course, starting off. Rod Stewart along with Jules Holland. Pennies from Heaven, a classic kind of a cover there. Love that stuff. Also love Amplifier Heads. They did a track featuring the great Jen DeAngora called Something Went Down. And in the third song of the set, there was a really cool band, a power pop, kind of a juggernaut from the 90s, Red Cross, R-E-D-D. K-R-O-S-S, of course. Why wouldn't they spell it that way? From their record in 1990 called Third Eye, that was Annie's Gone. Warren Zevon from 1980's Bad Luck Streak and Dancing School. I was there that year. That was A Certain Girl. I love that, the play between, you know, you just want to shout in the middle of the song. You know, I can't help it. It's awesome. Awesome. And Adam Sherman finished us up with New Noise from his brand new single on Rock Garden Records. That was If You Think. All right, the time is here. I am staring at someone who's smiling widely at me. I want to welcome Kristen Eck to WMFO for the second time.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
I'm so glad we finally did it. I mean, after we did the holiday hang sometime
in
December.
That was so much fun, right? Right before Christmas.
It's fun to do. And we all learned that you had never been here before.
Yeah, that was my first time ever here. And yeah. This reminds me of old school college radio. This is what WKKL, Cape Cod Community College, used to look like with the walls full of vinyl records. It's wonderful.
It's comfy.
It is comfy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
No, I don't blame you.
No. It's the best thing. But I'm so happy that we finally did this. We pledged to each other that night in December.
Yes.
If I get, you know, away from 7 a.m., we're going to do it, even though you're quite used to getting up early, but that's okay.
Well, 4:30 in the morning most of the time. So I got to sleep in, actually, this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's so strange to think of it that way, but whatever. So I'm so glad you're here because I think of us, you and I, as kindred spirits because of radio. And all right, let's play a game.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask you something. You can ask me something if you want.
Okay.
So as far as radio goes, when was the first time, not the first time you remember like listening to radio and identifying like, oh, I can hear my favorite songs, but the time you realized that that's what I want to do. I mean, I'm going to do that someday. Do you remember that time?
That was actually, both of those times were pretty close together. Mm-hmm. So when I was about 4 years old, I confiscated my parents' AM radio. They had a little Westinghouse AM radio, leather bound. And I took that away from them. And WRKO in Boston was my favorite station. Uh-huh. And I loved listening to Dale Dorman.
Yeah.
And it was listening to Dale Dorman on RKO that I decided that's what I wanted to do. I started talking into a vacuum cleaner hose, pretending I was on the air.
I had a similar experience with Dale Dorman. When I was a kid on the school bus, they would play RKO on the radio, and I said, oh, who's that guy? You know, and I just realized I wanted to do it. And years later, when I listened to BCN, is when I realized I wanted to do that.
Oh, I loved BCN.
Loved BCN. It just taught me so much. And I'll tell you about Dale Dorman. One time, I learned that he was not only a DJ, but he kind of moonlighted doing something else. And on Mother's Day in some year way back when, we all hired a limo to drive us to where we're going, the family. So a limo pulled out inside of our house, and we go out to this kind of shiny car. And who's driving?
Dale Dorman?
That's correct. He used to moonlight driving limos.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he was very nice. And he didn't mind playing music for us because we knew who he was and whatever. But fascinated by radio. Always have been, always will be to this day.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So I thought it'd be really cool to have you here for all of those reasons, because we could talk music and you could play music. So you were nice enough to pick 11 songs, five of which we'll play this hour.
Okay.
And just sort of talk about how you go about choosing songs to play? Because you have your own Bumblebee Radio as well, BumblebeeRadio.com as well.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's difficult when somebody says, just pick some songs and we'll play them out. Because I'm like, okay, where do I start? I know thousands.
Right.
How did you pick these 11 songs? What's that like?
Well, the songs that I picked out for this morning, most of them are recent songs from the last couple of years. The songs that have been in heavy rotation on Bumblebee Radio.
So top of mind, kind of.
And a majority of them are Boston songs, Boston artists.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to highlight Boston artists with what I picked out for today's show.
Yeah.
Because Bumblebee Radio does champion Boston music. We play music from all over the world. I'm getting submissions now via email from all over the planet. I get stuff from, a lot of stuff from Europe, stuff from Australia, stuff from, I've gotten submissions from India, from Moldova, right near Ukraine. Stuff comes in from all over the world, but I do try to have a focus on Boston music because I just know there's so much great music coming out of this area.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. So these six songs kind of run the gamut. I mean, we're starting from an artist named Erica Mantone, who I know of, but I don't know well.
Okay.
Now, this song, Again... I just heard that when you sent it to me. It's just gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And Erica has been part of the Boston music scene for a long time. She was a she's a, predominantly a session background singer. And she loves to do that. But she decided she wanted to actually create something on her own and released an EP last year, which is absolutely wonderful. The entire record is beautiful. And I was talking to Erica recently, the last time I saw her, and I said, are you planning on doing another one? And she said, you know what, I like what I do in terms of session work. So she doesn't have any plans to make another record, at least at the moment. I hope she changes her mind, because it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm sure that when the audience hears it, they'll go on a letter writing campaign. Yeah, all right, so we've got that. We've got something from a band called Jack, of course spelled J-A-T-K.
That's the creation of Matt Jack Cola, singer-songwriter.
Yep, Easy to Kill is that song.
Oh, that was my favorite song of that year. That was my number one song on Bumblebee Radio from, I believe, 2022.
Okay, everybody, that's coming up second, so keep that in mind. John Pohida, for God's sakes.
Yes.
You know, he is our own little power pop guy around here.
Just recently signed to Rock Garden Records.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a new, he's working on a new album. He's released three singles so far. I believe the album is going to be entitled Jerry's House. And I'm hoping that the entire album will be released on Rock Garden Records. Fingers crossed.
Hope so. Fingers crossed here, too. And eyes, too. Because
right?
It helps. It does. All right. And the fourth song we're going to do is from a band I do not know, Little Fuss. Girls at Parties.
Little Fuss. That's a duo from the Boston area. Well, now they're a four-piece. They expanded to a four-piece to play out all their stuff live. They started off as kind of like a bedroom pop project.
Lo-fi?
No, not really lo-fi. They just do absolutely beautiful work with what they have available for equipment. And then you hear it, you hear the studio cuts, and you're like, well, they could never do that live. They can.
Uh-huh.
I saw them upstairs at the Middle East a couple of years ago, and they make everything sound like it just came off the record on stage. They're catching on. They're getting signed to bigger and bigger gigs. That they just played Brighton Music Hall recently.
That's a big room.
It is a big room.
All right, and we're rounding out your set with two more songs. Another one is from Lovina Falls.
Lovina Falls. That's the new solo project from Valerie Forgione, formerly of Missile Thrush.
Okay. Okay, cool. And a band that I've been told I should listen to most recently by Agent Judy. You know, she says
from Crowfall.
Yeah, she said you've got to listen to Sapling. So that's going to be the sixth song.
Oh, Sapling's great.
11:37,
yep.
As in the time, is that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's play those six songs, everybody, and then we'll come back and talk more about it with Kristen Eck.
Awesome.
Starting off with Erica Mantone, and again, this is WMFO.
Looking for a place for my heart to land. Climb out of the cave into the light. Leave it all behind, it'll be alright.
Is green, whatever that means. Cut it with machines to grow is but to be. Kill it easy, kill it easy. kill it easy. It's easy to kill.
Mephadrone queens, bring me the wings of the Mephadrone queen. I was looking for the NCB Mumbai division. My fiance killed in that wrong way street collision. I dove into my work, I mean, what else could I do? I really love that girl. It was rare for drug lords to be of female persuasion. Must admit these witches had my admiration. Wasn't the drug so much was my deciding factor, cause I was always bombed and blunted like that chubby so-so actor. Off to the runway, off to the sky.
Bring me the wings of the Mephadrone queens. Drop me teenage mugs, I'll suck in on the Tidalian cash. For New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast.
Orders were MDA in the discos of Dubai. When I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife, they craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. We never spoke joke about my impotence again. Back to the runway, back to the sky.
Bring me the wings of the Mephidrone Queens. Drop me in the mouth of the Ganges. Dirty street jobs for those perfect teenage mugs. All sunken on the Tivolian cat. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Bring me the wings.
We'll be right back. This is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I got all my news from Gemini's. Bleeds through the pages. Of course you were, of course you did. 11:37, same as ever. Make your idols cry, 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 make your idols cry.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, if you say so. All right, 9:56 in the morning. It's Mike. She's Kirsten. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so that was your six songs. Let me just sort of talk through them a little bit with everybody. We started off with a beautiful one. We talked about Erica Mantone and her album called I May Have Asked for This. Came out in 2022. That was, again, what a great, beautiful song that was. And I hope everybody loved it when they got to hear it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It was wonderful.
The whole album's wonderful.
Ah. So that's something everybody should go out and get.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, again, everybody, Erica Mantone, I May Have Asked for This, is that record. Then Jack, and don't be mistaken, it's spelled capital letter J-A-T-K. Do we know why they do that, just to call attention to it or to confuse DJs?
Well, it's based on his last name, Matt Jack Colo.
There you go. See, you've got all the answers that I don't know. All right, so Shut Up and Be the Light was that album that was easy to kill. John Pohida. Really great local artist here who put this single out just at the tail end of last year. It's called Bring Me the Wings of the Methadrone Queens.
Which will be part of a bigger album called Jerry's House, which maybe we'll see later this year. That would be wonderful.
I hope so. I mean, I always love hearing stuff from him. You know, his stuff is very complicated, but then again, it's very pleasing to listen to, which is not easy to do.
No, it's not. That tune's very Bowie, too.
Very Bowie, yeah. Like I said, it's very complicated, as was Bowie, but awesome stuff. Speaking of awesome stuff, there was a next band called Little Fuss with a song Girls at Parties.
Yeah, and I've got my fingers crossed for them. This is a young band. They're in their early 20s. When I saw them upstairs at the Middle East for the first time, which was a couple of years ago now, I think it was September of 2021, Olivia, who's the lead singer in the band, wasn't even old enough to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really got high hopes for them that they're going to get signed by a major indie label at some point. I really think they should be.
I hope so. That was a beautiful example of what they do, for sure. Again, everybody, Little Fuss in Girls at Parties. Then we heard Lovina Falls from their 2023 record called Calculating the Angle of Our Descent. Speaking of complicated, wow. But that was Vaulted. Really nice track there.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites of last year.
Yeah.
I met Valerie from Lovina Falls for the very first time at her record release show at the Rockwell at Davis Square back in, was it December or November when she had the release show? And I'm such a nerd. I went and bought the vinyl for the album out in the lobby and then brought it right back in and went up to her. And I'm like, would you sign this for me? And of course she did.
All right,
she was wonderful.
All right, I'm just going to proclaim it right here. You and I are the same person because I would do the same thing. It's just the way we are. Good on you.
I even brought a Sharpie with me so she could sign it.
You can't take any chances.
No, you can't.
No. All right, and we finished up with a band called Sapling, whom my friend Agent Judy from Crowfollow has told me many times, you've got to listen to Sapling. And I sort of have, but I sort of hadn't done it with the urgency that she told me about, but I think I will now.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that track called 11:37, as in the time. Do you know the story behind that title?
I don't know the story behind the title. I know they're a trio originally from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I think two-thirds of them have now relocated to Providence, so they're now a Providence band.
Mm.
But I have yet to see them live. That's on my list of things to do.
I think that's a lateral move, Worcester to Providence.
Yeah, kind
of. Just saying.
Down the Blackstone River.
Kind of. All right. At just seconds before 10 a.m., this is WMFO Medford. Going to start the next set, and Kirsten and I are going to sit here, headphones off, speakers up. Because is there any other way? I'm so excited to play this. This is one of my new favorite bands from the New Jersey area called The Cynz, C-Y-N-Z. And this is the title track from their forthcoming album that'll be out in